WiseCax Mobile.
TFW Mobile. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ken.
Hey, that's a good thing. Awesome, made it worth getting up for.
Well, I ended up so early this morning, but we'll take it.
Almond, just got to start out early on Fridays.
Early pretty much every day, but I don't know what happened this morning.
Something you usually do.
And I'm forgetting something all day, but I ain't found it yet.
House, you got another stop.
Well,
it's a little bit early trying to square up that license deal for my son-in-law.
They're taken care of.
I know, he's got to have it taken care of before Monday, and it's pretty hard to do when you're three states away.
That put a pinch in things.
Better get over her fears and start driving again. She'd be a lot happier person.
She driving, even though she got her license and everything? What to do without my being able to drive? That's pretty important to me.
Son in Anderson, once his girlfriend got her license and learned how to drive, he just quit driving. He ain't drove since.
I see that. I mean, that's just like my son. Had to make him go get his license at 18.
Mom said, I'm going to go down and get my license changed over to a South Carolina license. I said, I'll go with you and go ahead and take the permit test. I ain't even looked at that book and that passed it.
With common sense back then, but we know how that goes.
Common sense, there just ain't any of it out there.
Not as common as it used to be. Not right now.
I guess I'm officially out of Lyman. I'm about a mile from Gap Creek Road.
Oh, Bojangles. Nope, I'm heading up 290, World Class and OSIS.
Like Wade Hampton stuff.
Yep, I just pulled out the last one when I give my call out.
Call out earlier, but, you know, wondered, but I figured you were probably still busy.
I was dealing with some customers, but we're clear up now.
Take my truck up to, North Carolina next weekend, so that's a good thing. I can drive my car. When my sister-in-law came down to check on her dad, she brought it with her.
Ouch.
It was a crib that she was supposed to bring back.
You'll pile of money not having to drive that up there.
Right about that. This thing costs about a third of what it costs to drive that truck.
Pretty sure why things were so busy and hectic today, but they sure are.
It's definitely not the right time for it.
Going up to Raleigh.
Like Tuesday after work. So it'll be, I should be up there by about 10:30, I guess.
Hey, did you understand what I was saying this morning about the question you asked me?
I didn't totally understand it.
Understand.
I've been kind of pushed all day, so I really didn't have time to study on it. But, you know, I was thinking, it's like, man, I don't hardly use that mode much right now. You know, and I just wondered what I would be doing with it to, you know, invest in that. Because, you know, if things go south, it ain't going to do you any good, right?
That part of it's not. The radio itself will, but the hotspot itself, no.
Hating about it, thinking about it. I hate to spend money for something that I may not use. I mean, I'd rather go get me like a Wolf River coil antenna or something.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to borrow mine one weekend, you're welcome to it. And that way you can try it out before you buy it.
hotspot. If I had a you know, another antenna that I could take with me that wasn't bad set up, you know, I could carry the radio to the daughter's house or whatever, you know, when we went somewhere.
Radio, though, a more portable radio than the one you have.
Real big. I mean, they call it a mobile, but it is a little bigger than a mobile.
Yeah, it's about the same size as my 991A.
Like an eight something, and that I've looked at it one time.
The 857D or 857 and the 891. 891 doesn't have 2 meter 440 on it.
It is. I know it works with that ATOS antenna, but I don't remember what its number was.
The 857 or the 891 will both work yet.
Tractor trailer unloading cars here on the side of Wade Hampton. He's got a darn cone, you know, a third of the way out into the lane.
I've got a shop that wants me to park on the side of the road like that over on 123, right as you crest over a hill. And I told them it's not going to happen because those shoulders are for emergency use only, and if you cause an accident, guess whose problem it is.
What this cone is like, if you're in your lane, you're going to hit it, and you don't see it until you're right there at the truck.
Like our new work schedule.
Y'all, she's loving it. It's like all the stress is gone when you know that you don't have to do it. You do it because you want to do it. You know, sometimes another cashier put in their notice because he's going to go to, you know, one of the Ford dealerships and that. So they use her and they schedule her. They would have scheduled her 5 days this week, but, you know, she needs to go to Anderson tomorrow. And then if some of the other girls, they scheduled her 5 days the previous week, but two girls wanted a couple of days, so she knocked it down to three, and she was good with that.
Amazing what a little bit of perspective on things will do for you.
It's like you lifted a huge weight off. Probably coming up to the first Black Friday that I can remember that she's ever been off since we've been together.
Crazy, but I ain't going nowhere near nothing on Black Friday. I'm gonna stay at home and hide.
They're closing up now, but because the restaurant she works at is relatively close to the mall, I mean, they just are so busy, you just can't believe it.
To jump out of here, I gotta stop and get some diesel fuel so I can keep the truck filled up for the weekend. You be careful the rest of your way in, and I will talk to you maybe in the morning, but I don't know for sure. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, you have an awesome evening. Be safe riding up through there, and tell Miss Elise we said hey, and if you jump on in there, just come on in the morning. We'll catch you later. KN4GFW.